MG, the NRL season is done and dusted. I mean, Panthers are the premiers. The grand final feels like a lifetime ago now. And yet today, we have a reason to bring on a true rugby league forward, just to get a player on the show.
Well, there's a storm brewing, and we love a brouhaha in rugby league, especially when it involves an ex-player and a current player who both can throw their mitts.
And the square circle, of course. It is a pleasure to welcome to the show for the first time as well, Manly forward Josh Aloyea. G'day, Josh.
Hey, everyone. Thank you for having me. Thanks for having me on.
Absolute pleasure, buddy. Well, the fuse has been lit. Paul Gallen, we know he's prowess as a rugby league player and then a boxer, but apparently he might have some opposition in the hands of you.
Yeah, the pot's just stirring slowly at the moment. We're just waiting on... I know when Gal claps back, he's going to clap back hard, so I think everybody's just waiting to see what he has to say, really.
So so talk us through this, Josh. How has this emerged? Because we know Gal's had fights, but then have you got some boxing pedigree about you?
But yeah, so it's like obviously I grew up in New Zealand. Like I've been in the boxing gym since I've been able to walk. I just haven't been able to be as active over the last couple of years in the off seasons with a couple injuries and surgeries and things like that. So, but everyone that's in the boxing know kind of would most likely pun on my side, probably surprisingly. But I guess the mainstream people think I'm kind of the underdog and come in as the underdog. But my team and the people that are in the boxing know, I think, will probably back me in this fight.
So is there? I mean, where did this start? Did you challenge Gal? Did Gal seek you out for a fight? Is there an actual fight deal on the table?
Yep, there's a fight deal on the table. And we're just looking over the contract, making sure everything's all good, going through that process of having lawyers look at it. And then we're going to probably most likely sign the contract today or tomorrow. And we're just kind of waiting to see if Gal will sign his side. Yeah, like I said, like I actually didn't think that I was going to get Gallen straight away. He's kind of been in my sights for a little while. But I didn't think I was going to fight Gallen straight away, so I kind of told him, no limit, match me with anyone else. And then they came in. I think that they're struggling to find people that are willing to fight Gallen. And then we came to the conclusion, I'm happy to fight him. I'm ready now then.
Well, I love this. I mean, you know, his most recent fight was against the Australian heavyweight champion, MG. So I'm not surprised that they have been struggling to find people to jump in the ring with Gal.
Yeah, I've done a bit of digging around on Mr. Aloyea, and apparently, yes, his pedigree is right up there. A lot of the people in the know in boxing say that he can throw his hands very well in the ring. And look, if you're going to go for someone, I suppose that the number one target at the moment is an ex rugby league player called Paul Gallen.
Yeah, I guess in terms of literal fight time, Gallen's got more ring experience, as you'd say, but in terms of moving around with heavyweights and sparring, I'd have a lot more ring time than him. I've been doing it since I was a kid, and the only question now would be like, is Josh going to be as good under pressure, under the lights, in front of heaps of people? Is he going to be able to do what we know he can do? That'll be the main question. And I'm super comfortable in the ring. The event won't get to me. I'll get out there and I'll box well. I'm not worried about it.
So is there, I mean, I can't remember where I heard it, but the story I'd heard that back in the day, if you're on the league field, you didn't get in a fight with Monty Beetham because he could throw them. You know, is it known amongst the teams in the NRL, Josh, not to, if something starts, find someone else to punch with, not Josh?
I'm not out there saying those things, but the one thing I will say is like, I'm ready to fight, Gal, so. Okay. There hasn't been a lot of people that have been keen to fight him, and once we came to the conclusion, I'm happy to do it. I'll get a camp in, and I will win the fight. I had a brief conversation with Gallen, and kind of let him know like I'm going to beat him in December. So it's exciting, and if you're in the know, if you've moved around with me in the ring, a lot of those people would say like, oh man, Josh has got the goods to beat Gal. And I think it's a little bit unknown, you know, like in the Lucas Brown versus Gal and in the Mark Hunt versus Gal, Gallen had nothing to lose. Even if he lost those fights, he would have had a ton of respect against me, someone that's unknown, someone that's on debut, that there's a lot of talk, there's a lot of hype. Like, am I really that good? He's got a lot to lose against me, so it's probably a nerve-wracking fight for him.
Well, the best, and you've got it, the best thing about fighters who can promote themselves is that they back it up with their fists, and Gal's done it for the last couple of seasons of boxing. You're talking a fantastic fight, and I'm pretty sure you'll be able to back it up. Actually, I know you'll be able to back it up. How do we get – what happens now? I know Gow's come back with a bit of a cryptic response saying something about Tommy Turbo. And if you really
far too cryptic for me. Far too cryptic for me.
What does that mean by – what does he mean? Have you heard anything from –
I've hired a translator from overseas to come in and decrypt his decoded message. So I'm just waiting on he's working.
Mission Impossible.
He still hasn't encrypted it yet.
Well, I think we might get producer Charlie on to Gal and see if we can't get Gal on to figure out his side of the story. But Josh, speaking of translators, Peter Volandis, Dally M. Knight, and I'm sure you're sick of hearing this, but this, for those that missed it, this is Peter Volandis announcing the final votes for the Manly game that saw Tom Trbojevic claim the award.
Sea Eagles 36, defeat Bulldogs 18. One vote. Oshae Olay.
Who the hell is Oshae Olay, Josh?
That's going to be my fight name against Gal. bless him. He actually rang me up and apologised for that. And I told him just relax. It was funny and just laugh it off. I couldn't care less.
Can you imagine if you come out to that and the Eye of the Tiger? It's a bit of irony as well. Just a rough salt.
I can see an awesome house remix there with Oshae Olay, dubbed in overseas. Yeah. Oh, I love it. I can picture it.
Is Triple M going to put that together?
Oh, 100%.
This is it. We're going to get our
walkout song.
Producer walkout guru song. To make Josh Aloy's walkout song for the fight. Oh, this is all coming together beautifully. Yes. I love this. Hey, Josh, thank you so much for coming on.
In all sincerity as well, really well done on a great year on the footy field, mate, as well. We didn't talk too much about footy at the moment, but because of the fight brewing. But I tell you what, the Seagulls had a real good run, and you were a big part of that, mate.
Yeah, no, thank you. That's part of the reason the boxing kind of took a little while to start really get going. I let Des know that it was kind of there, but we'll just get through the football season. And we thought we were going to win the comp, and that's what we're focused on. And then we kind of sorted it all out after the season. But, yeah, I thought we went okay.
You're great.
There's so much new guys in the team, and another year together is going to do us a world of good, I think.
Desi, he'd be ringside, wouldn't he, for the fight?
Pardon? Yeah, he said if I lose, don't come to training.
Well, I think Ricky Stewart said the same thing to Josh Papali'i. Good on you, buddy.
Outstanding. Josh, thank you so much for your time. Good luck with the training. We cannot wait to see the official announcement of this fight against Paul Gallen.
Thank you. Take it easy.